From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Frances Alonso reporting. Democrat Hillary Clinton and rival Donald Trump had their last presidential debate Wednesday. It comes less than 3 weeks before Americans cast their ballots November 8th. The 90-minute debate will be held at the University of Las Vegas, Nevada. You can follow our debate coverage on our website at voanews.com. EU leaders at a summit on Thursday will condemn Russia over attacks on civilians in Syria's Aleppo, urge an end to fighting, and call for a revived political process, according to a draft statement. This comes as a pause in Russian and Syrian strikes on Aleppo was holding for a second day Wednesday, ahead of a brief ceasefire aimed at allowing civilians and rebels to quit the devastated city. Moscow announced it would extend an 8-hour truce planned for Thursday to 11 hours and said Syrian and Russian warplanes were giving Aleppo a wide berth. U.S. Army Major General Gary Valesky said Wednesday that Islamic State group leaders have been fleeing Mosul as U.S.-backed local forces are closing in. The U.S. general predicted that foreign fighters will end up forming a large contingent of jihadists remaining in the city. An estimated 3,000 to 5,000 IS fighters are dug into Mosul. More than 100 American troops are accompanying Iraqi and Kurdish Peshmerga forces in Mosul. Save the Children said Wednesday that thousands of people have fled Mosul in order to escape the offensive. The Federal Bureau of Investigation, working with Czech police, arrested a Russian citizen in Prague Wednesday and came in connection with an attempted cyber attack against the U.S. This is VOA News. The UN Children's Fund reports a steep drop in the price of crucial childhood vaccines that will prevent millions of deaths in dozens of the world's poorest countries. Lisa Schlein reports from Geneva.
The UN Children's Fund reports 1.5 million children under five die each year from vaccine-preventable illnesses. Thanks to a breakthrough deal with six pharmaceutical companies to lower the price of a pentavalent vaccine, many of these deaths will be averted. The Vaccine Alliance, Gavi, funds immunization programs in developing countries. It estimates 5.7 million fewer children will die between 2011 and 2020 in 80 countries that will procure these cheap vaccines. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
Haiti recorded nearly 800 cases of cholera this week after it was ravaged by Hurricane Matthew, according to the World Health Organization Wednesday. Comes as health officials are grappling to contain the disease. There had been previous indications that Matthew triggered a surge in new cases, but conclusively testing samples have been difficult in the aftermath of the storm, according to a WHO representative in Geneva. A Philippine police van Wednesday rammed and ran over baton-wielding anti-U.S. protesters outside the U.S. Embassy in Manila. Police used tear gas and water cannon to try to disperse hundreds of supporters of President Rodrigo Duterte. His recent comments were that he wanted to loosen his nation's alliance with the United States. According to a local chief inspector, a total of 23 protesters were arrested. He said the protesters had broken through the line of police that was securing the embassy's gates. U.S. coffee house chain Starbucks Wednesday announced a 5-year goal of doubling the number of stores in China. The expansion would see an increase in Starbucks stores from the current 2,300 to over 5,000 stores by 2021. Global stocks rally stuttered Wednesday as dealers mulled Chinese growth numbers ahead of the first U.S. presidential debate and on the eve of the Eurozone interest rate decision. But rising oil prices after a surprise drawdown in U.S. stockpiles kept equities in mildly positive territory. Two Russian cosmonauts and a NASA astronaut soared into orbit in a Soyuz spacecraft Wednesday. It's the start of a 2-day journey to the International Space Station. They're expected to dock there on Friday and stay for at least 4 months. More details at voanews.com. I'm Frances Alonso in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.